Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios from the Tawas Bay Players, June Hudgens is here. How are you today, June?
I'm fine, thank you, Kevin. I'm glad to be back with everybody, too. Yes. I had a little break there for a while, got some surgery done, and doing fine, thank you.
Glad you're back. And Tim Haskin, also glad you're back. How are you today, Tim?
Well, great, Kevin. Always good to be here.
Yeah, it is great.
Kevin, you see that new logo for the Chicago Cubs, 100 years old?
I have seen that, 100 years.
It's
Wrigley
awesome.
Field. Yep.
I gotta buy me one.
Now
of those.
Wait a minute, guys. It's kind of like our show. In our Act Two, it's 100 years later.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
What a segue.
The Tigers are winning, too.
And the Tigers are winning,
so,
too.
Yes.
I guess there's not a segue for that. Sleeping Beauty is your fall musical.
Yes, correct. Yes. Yeah. And our box office opens the 28th, mm-hmm. which is this Friday. And the show opens on the 11th of September. October
the 11th.
I'm so
okay.
Sorry.
June's
right.
The director. She always likes to boss people around, so she'll be good. We just want to remind everybody that it is Sleeping Beauty, but it's not the Disney Sleeping Beauty.
I was going to ask you that.
It's a little different.
So. Now, what's different about it?
What's different about it is it's got a little rock and roll music in it. Whoa. It's got a little kind of country music.
Okay, good.
It's got a little of everything in
it.
There's a little jazzy stuff and stuff like that in it. And I absolutely have the greatest cast. I really do. I have a lot of the Tawas Bay Players singers in it who are beautiful singers. And so I'll let you know some of the cast. The king is played by Chris Mundy, and the queen is by Tara Weston.
She makes a good queen, yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. Briar Rose is Patricia King. And the prince, we just got a new prince, and he's gorgeous. Tom Fox, actually Mendy Schmina's brother, and he's amazing. Wisteria, the wicked one, is played by Barb Hunter. And the Falcon is played by Baraka. Baraka Roy. You know Baraka Roy, don't you?
No, the sorceress is Baraka Roy, and the Falcon Dragon is Jane Hackbarth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah,
then we have three fairies,
yes.
the good fairy, and the good fairy.
We have three good fairies. Marigold,
Lilac,
fairies.
And Daisy, and what awesome singers. Mindy Schmina, Penny Zacharias, and Lori Jacott. Wow, that's a triumph.
Right.
That's a trio to want to hear.
Yeah. And the songs are in it are beautiful. It's not, like we say, it is not the Disney one. So it has all new songs in it, all different songs. But it goes along the same premise that Briar Rose pricks her, Wisteria puts this curse on her, pricks her finger, and then falls asleep. And then Act Two is 100 years later.
So
the set all has to be redone.
Wow.
And then the king and queen and all the servants are now thorn people that are trying to keep people out of the castle. Mm. And we have a very nice castle on stage built. And we have our servants are Elaine Schmina, Reese Smith, Gabrielle Morris, Kathy Hill, and Mary Starkey. We have a really good cast in this show.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
The set is really, really nice. Like I say, it's an English castle. And the costumes, wow, they're going to be gorgeous.
For those American listeners out there, that's a castle that's going to be on the stage in case you didn't know what a castle was, that might.
Oh, he's always making fun of me, Kevin.
No.
The show is produced by Nadine O'Meara. And Pat Casey is doing all the music and the vocals and the sound. So
this is quite a production, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
We do not have an orchestra. This is done all through the computer.
Okay.
And that it's all done through the computer.
21st century.
Sometimes it's a little harder because the singers really have to keep up with the computer, you know, and everything.
That makes sense. Sure.
It's coming along really good. We have the dragon, which is played by Barb Hunter, and the outfit is being made. A lot of these things are being made personally because it's very hard to get costumes that are medieval.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, and we do like to do it authentic as we can. So it's really going to be a good show, worth seeing, worth coming to see.
Yeah, I take my hat off to the singers because it is way more difficult to sing with canned music or music that's already there.
Oh, yeah,
because
that makes sense.
If you want to hold an extra little bit or whatever, you know, a lot of times that orchestra can do it with you, or they can do something to make you not look bad. But this, you got to be right on. So I really take my hats off to them.
All right. Yes. Well, this is the first of the season, right?
Sleeping Beauty? Is the first of the season. And the next show we're going to do, Brenda Chadwick is going to direct Guys on Ice. Yeah,
and you know it's that play?
Guys on Ice, yes. It's about ice fishing, right?
It's about ice fishing, yeah. It's kind of on the little bit of, what was the one we did many years ago? Jeff Daniels one.
Right. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. But okay.
But it's three guys in a shanty on the ice.
All right.
And it's very, very funny. And the following show we're doing that, we're going to do Women of Lockerbie, which is really, it's a drama, and it's about the plane crash that happened in
Lockerbie, Scotland.
In Lockerbie, Scotland.
Okay.
And it's a great, great show.
Good message, very powerful.
Yeah.
A little different. It'll be, you know, you're going to come and hear a story and probably get a little emotional.
Okay.
And, of course, it's the truth. You know, it's about the women of Lockerbie that wanted to keep all the stuff from the crash.
I see.
And they go about getting it from the government and stuff and washing everything that was found.
I see.
And it's a very poignant story. So we think that will be really good for people to know. I mean, it's a drama, but sometimes you got to do stuff like that.
I think people would appreciate it just as much,
I do, too. Yeah. And then the following show we're going to do in July is going to be the USO. Number two. So we're doing a second USO show. Bob Hunter's going to direct that one. So that's always a lot of fun.
A little singing, a little dance, a lot of
there
songs. Up, up, up. Everyone gets up for that show.
People loved that show last time we did. So
we're
doing a second one of the USO. So that's our season this year.
That's a great season.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Well, again, if they want more information, if they want to get tickets, how do they go about doing that, June?
Well, they can call 362-883-373, or they can go
on the internet.
On the internet.
Right.
Yeah,
and
we've changed it this year.
www.thomasbayplayers.com.
All right.
And
there you go. And
they can print their own tickets out now.
Oh, really?
They go online, and if they want their tickets, they don't have to come to the box office.
Okay.
They can print them out themselves.
Very nice.
Yeah,
it'll save some people some time coming out, and they'll know they have their ticket. They'll be a little less nervous. I think it's going to be a great new thing for us, and I think it's going to help us and our patrons.
Yeah. Very good.
And also, Kevin, we've got our refreshment room all redone.
Oh, right.
All of our collages have been rehung, and it's beautiful. It's really pretty. So I hope, you know, that was our project this year to do the refreshment room. And I believe our project next year will be to do all the wooden floors and to have them all redone.
So it's more than just a play. It's an experience there.
It really is.
At the Playhouse there.
And Kevin, when you show up the first week, just say, I'm Kevin Allen from the radio station. And Tim said, I get in free.
Oh, well, I'll do that.
Well, wait a minute. I might have something to say about that.
Oh, all right. See, look at that already. I've been
kick her out there. She's got her knickers in a twist already on the show.
Thomas Bay Players presenting Sleeping Beauty. It opens on October 11th and runs through the 20th. And June Hudgens and Tim Haskin from the Thomas Bay Players, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you,
Kev. You're welcome. Thank you.